to episode 45 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And it's the review show that reviews comics chronologically.
Chronologically, kind of. Oh, sorry. I was...
kind of. you want to continue on? You want to get it out of your system now while we have it going?
I don't know how it goes after that. That's the only part I know.
Oh, okay. Well... it's funny because in about 3 weeks, you're going to have to do that intro. So
don't worry. We'll mess it up.
All right. So we're going into Detective Comics number 59. It is 13 pages long. It is called The King of the Jungle. I don't know why it's called that.
Because
it's a Tarzan. It's a Tarzan comic book.
Oh, okay.
No, I know why it's called that, too. We'll get to it.
Anyway, the executive editor was Whitney Elsewhere, cover artists Bob Keane and Jerry Robinson. The writer was not Bill
Finger?
Bill Finger, yeah. It was Joseph Green on this one.
Huh.
Yeah, that's weird.
Never heard of him.
Bob Kane did the pencils, Jerry Robinson, George Russo did the ink, George Russo did a lettering, and Whitney Ellsworth was the editor on it. This is also the last issue that will have Steve Malone, District Attorney, in it.
Mm.
We keep losing detectives.
Yeah, there's plenty. We'll get more.
Well, yeah, they're making room for other ones, because there's a few debuting soon.
I don't remember Steve Malone. Was he in the first one?
No, he came in somewhere along the way. And he didn't have a send-off either. It was just, some rich guy got poisoned, and they think it's the kids, and it turns out to be the nurse who wanted revenge on the judge who put her father away.
Huh. It sounds like new management came in and was like, we're cutting everybody.
Well, not really. What it looks like they're doing, it looks like they're cutting out the more traditional ones and bringing in more fantastical ones like Batman.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's just they're realizing maybe guys like Slam Bradley isn't really what people are reading for.
Okay.
Even though Slam Bradley's still closing, so.
Oh, other stories in this issue you talked about. Didn't you talk about a Crimson Avenger?
Yes.
Yeah, he's one of the other stories in this issue.
Yeah, he's been in every issue for the last, like, 7.
Oh, okay. So there's Slam Bradley, too.
That's when TJ brought him up, when he first got in, like, about 7 or 8 ago.
That's why I just went to what other stories were in here to see if there were more superheroes. But I got, just the Crimson Avenger.
Yeah, I can look it up right now. Did Crimson Avenger debuted?
You mentioned it on his debut, I think.
Yeah, Detective Comics number 20.
Oh, maybe you didn't.
maybe I didn't.
Yeah, it couldn't have been that far back.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no,
we didn't do 20.
I did mention him, though.
Yeah,
I remember you mentioned. We talked about him for a little while.
Yeah, because Batman didn't show up 27. I don't remember why I brought him up, but he did it. I guess he did in 20. I don't know. Whatever. All right. Anyway, back to the actual comic we're covering. So the cover is Batman throwing snowballs at people.
That is what it looks like. And Robin looks exactly like the drawing of Beavis from Beavis and Butthead when they're in the beginning and Beavis is like, hey, 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 hey. He looks just like him.
And he's just watching through the window.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, yeah, good going. Get him, Batman. Good going.
He is watching Batman beat up two guys, but I didn't take it as that. I took it as him admiring Batman's work.
Well, what really is happening here? Did Batman take one swing and knock both guys out? Is that what the two circles are?
I don't know, because one's going forward and one's going backwards.
Yeah, but it's one fail swoop and it's two hits. That's what those snowballs are.
So did he punch the one guy in the back of the head?
Man, was he trying to run away? I don't know.
He punched him in the foot.
It does look like
I don't know how he did it. But he punched that guy in the foot.
He punched the other guy in the testicles.
Yes, he did. Those are where the punches went.
Yeah. One in the foot, one in the nards.
Two low blows.
Anyway, this is the first issue of 1942, January. We did it.
Welcome to 1942.
It is, and it's still only 10 cents.
It is still 10 cents. Yeah, I thought it would be up by now. I thought it would definitely be up by now, over 10 cents.
And Superman's still publishing it, so...
Right, it's still a Superman publication.
All right, so we got an advertisement for another Superman crypto ray gun if you guys are still interested.
They're still selling that? They didn't get rid of that yet?
No, it's only $1. Apparently they have plenty. So we open up with a non-canon splash page with a giant Joker.
Not, wait, what?
Yeah.
Giant, no.
a giant Joker. I know what that said.
No.
You on the wrong comic again?
No. I am. I just said the wrong name.
So it's a giant penguin?
Yes. It's the criminal penguin, not actual penguin.
Right. Now, I don't think they're ever going to catch him. The police are ever going to find him. Because the wanted poster, they just put a penguin on there. It says, wanted Mr. Penguin, dead or alive. And it's just a drawing of a regular penguin, not the penguin.
Yeah, I feel bad for all the penguins in the zoos that are going to get murdered.
We got you. You stole the jade statue.
And they're just shooting them because they say dead or alive. So.
Dead or alive. So somebody's walking, all kinds of people are walking into the police station with dead penguins.
That's why the penguin in the Batman Returns had the penguins in his little house. They're all on the run.
Yeah, they're trying to get away from the law because they're wanted dead or alive. But they're only male ones, though. No females. It says Mr. Penguin.
No, that's fair.
Yes, yeah, so they're only going over if they're male penguins. I don't know how you check if a penguin's male or female, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they lay eggs, don't they?
Yeah. I
don't mean to cut you off, but I just read something. And TJ, I need you to order me like 5 of those ray guns.
Okay.
They're selling for $700.
Whoa.
So if you can get them for $1, I'll buy a few.
I wonder if they kill penguins.
Maybe.
They might. It actually, they shoot a projectile.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. It's made by Daisy, the BB gun company. It's a really neat looking gun, actually. Anyway, sorry, I started to read that and I was like, I gotta tell them it's $700 for that.
Yeah, it sounds like an eBay deal for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, Robin's hanging on for dear life on top of the giant penguin's umbrella while Batman swings toward the penguin from his umbrella.
Yeah.
And that's the non-canon splash page.
You mean penguin's not really that big?
No, he is.
Well, yeah, he's fat. He's that fat.
Oh, yeah, he's a fatty. I forgot.
We truly open with the penguin running to catch a train. Because...
Didn't he leave on a train?
Yes.
So now he's trying to catch another train?
Yes. I guess. Okay. I don't know. But we're in a different state altogether, I think, here.
Yeah, he's moving all over the place.
So he's probably been catching a lot of trains. Anyway, he jumps into the boxcar with a bunch of other criminals. I guess all the criminals hang out in this boxcar.
Yeah, well, that's the one with the open door, because then you can just jump in. So criminals always just jump into those ones.
Yeah, but I thought they were homeless people that usually did that, not criminals.
Well, and they basically are, and that's why this one's called King of the Jungle. But we'll get to that.
Yeah, it does tell you that.
They do portray the homeless as nothing but criminals in this, that's for sure.
Right, they do that too. But nobody's eating a can of beans straight from the can. If you're on a boxcar, you have to be eating a can of beans straight from the can.
Maybe this was before that trope came to fruition.
Come on. And nobody has a bag with a liquor bottle in it. This is ridiculous. There's no truth in this art.
Yeah, they have no props.
Well, to be fair, they probably couldn't draw it because they don't even have backgrounds.
True. I don't even know what that dirt or whatever it is on the back of the wall is that they're standing in front of. Or is it like fleas jumping off of these guys?
Yeah, no, I don't know what it's supposed to be, if it's dirt or what, but they definitely did speckle the walls.
Yeah.
Or they're just pencil marks.
Yeah, but they're not in any of the other ones.
Anyway, the penguin gets on the car, and one of the criminals, calls him a name and goes to attack them. But so the penguin shoots him, and then
he says he's going to tear a penguin apart, and the penguin says he don't want to be torn apart right now, so he shoots him.
And so all the other criminals
fall in line.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you ever want to take over a group of criminals, just shoot one. We've seen this twice already.
Probably works.
Maybe it only works with fat penguins.
Yeah, maybe you gotta be a fatty.
Anyway, they find out. Is this where we find out the plan? Yes. Well,
it kind of starts it there, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, so, basically.
So the criminals have bounties on their head, because I guess that's how that works. Yeah. And the plan is the penguin's gonna turn them in to collect the bounty and then break them out soon afterwards.
Now, doesn't the authorities know that he was already in, like, he's tried to set up Batman? Wouldn't he have a price on his head, too?
That was my question. Even the criminal says, a big-time guy. Wouldn't the cops know who the penguin is?
Right. He's going to turn him in and get the money.
I don't know. See, the penguin gets away, and the cops never really know that he's the one who set them up.
You don't think Batman told him after he had to lay under the train when he jumped away?
In the last panel, Commissioner Gordon was like, I'm sorry, I doubted you. It was the penguin. in that last issue. And then one of the criminals in thing, he says, the Penguin, boy, he's a real big shot. So he's only done one crime. So apparently he's big enough to be known by the other criminals in the world to be known.
Yeah, that's really strange. That's a weird setup right from one issue to this.
Yeah.
But.
So that's the Penguin's brilliant plan. Meanwhile, Bruce and Dick just happen to be on a train.
I can't believe we're finally on vacation. I think they go on vacation a lot. Oh, there's the
Penguin.
Yeah, and they happen to see the Penguin. But I just want to point out, Bruce just went on vacation to the Lumberjack town like 2 issues ago.
Right.
Oh, finally a vacation. And I think this is the 5th or 6th in the last few books. So.
But at least Dick doesn't have to ride in the trunk.
True. No, Dick was invited this time. He didn't have to sneak along.
Or he didn't have to dress up as somebody. He could just sit there and enjoy himself.
He didn't have to work on the train and give out candy and stuff and ice cream.
So I don't understand how no one's figured out who Batman is. Because every time Bruce Wayne goes on vacation, Batman shows up in the cities he's on vacation.
True. This is true.
I mean, there's a bunch of other rich people going on vacation, too.
Also, who knows where he's at? It's not like he's on a cell phone or he's...
That's true. Word doesn't travel that fast.
He's not the way it does now. He's not putting his location on Facebook.
Okay, that's fair, but what, Batman just disappears from Gotham for 2 weeks?
And... True. Oh, Bruce is on vacation. Where is Batman? I haven't seen Batman.
It's also weird that when Bruce is on vacation, no crime happens in Gotham.
Oh, I'm sure it still happens.
It just nobody gets caught because the police can't catch anybody.
Or maybe that's when all the big villains plan their big heist and they get all their pieces in play.
True.
They're like, oh, Batman's on vacation. We gotta go put our plan into action. So they see the Penguin, but Bruce doesn't believe that Dick saw the Penguin, but they're gonna go investigate anyway.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at a nearby jungle rendezvous of Road Vagabond.
I don't know where it says that, but okay. See, this is where we find out what a jungle is, why it's king of the jungle in this panel.
Why is that?
You know, see at the bottom, there's a little yellow thing. It says, a jungle is a term used for a clearing near a railroad where tramps congregate. That's why it's a jungle.
Oh, you know what? I saw that box and remembered the oil rig one and skipped right over
it. Oh, yeah. See, no, we needed that a little bit. That's why it's called King of the Jungle.
I do not want their stupid explanations about what things are.
Well, this one, luckily, I read it, so it worked. It didn't
I don't. I refuse to use their stupid jargon.
Yeah, well, and that's why I knew what it was when you said that, King of the Jungle. I'm like, it still don't really make sense to me, but I get why they're calling it that.
Right,
yeah,
he's King of the Tramps. So, yeah.
So, the Penguin goes on Nexus plan. He turns in some guy who is worth something amount of money, I don't remember.
$10,000 or something.
No, 1,000 apparently.
1,000.
And Penguin walks out and then comes back later that night and gasses the cops and just... And no one noticed it was the Penguin, I guess, and he breaks him out.
And this gas. I don't get this gas.
Wow. I was just going to say the same thing. It only targets the person he shoots it at?
And they go to sleep? Is that what they're doing? He's not killing them, right?
No, he knocks them out.
I don't know. I want to get some of this gas.
Maybe it's a straight line. It goes forward.
Because it doesn't affect the prisoner.
No. Yeah, unless they drug him out. They don't show the prisoner leaving. They could possibly drag a sleeping prisoner out, too.
Or they could have just woke him up.
Yeah. They just throw some cold water on him. He'll wake up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bruce gets some news about the escapee from a newspaper boy. And then Bruce just shows up to the police station and starts asking questions. And the cops are like, oh, yeah, this is what happened. Like... It's not even Batman, it's Bruce Wayne. It's like, who are you to ask questions?
Oh, because he hangs out in there all the time. He's always just sitting around with Commissioner Gordon.
We're not in Gotham.
Oh, crap, that's right.
Not at all.
He just walks into a random police department, they tell him. I automatically thought it was Gordon because they're telling him all this shit.
Yeah, no, words. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
We're in Mississippi at this point.
That's weird.
Anyway, so Bruce finds out where the tramps are from the cops, and Batman and Robin just go attack these tramps.
We're going to go beat up people just because they're homeless.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, sure, the Penguin's there, but man, he didn't know that at the time.
Right. You just ran in and started kicking people's asses.
And then they ask questions later.
They beat him up, and beat him up, and then the Penguin uses their knockout gas on Batman and Robin. And they both knock out. So Batman knockout number 24, Robin knockout number 16.
Yeah, they can't breathe. Get Doc Robin. I can't breathe. Somebody else, that's somebody else saying I can't breathe.
Yeah, I was going to say one of the other guys gets knocked out in this one.
He does.
But they leave him alive.
Of course they do.
And they get on the train and they're going to the next state over, I guess.
So they just leave, right? Yeah. Knock Batman out and then they just split. They take it. What were they doing there anyway if they were able to just leave because Batman showed up?
They were just congregating so they could turn in that one guy for $1,000.
Okay.
And I guess they're going to the next state over because I'm looking at the locations on my thing and the next place seems to be Tennessee.
I see. Yeah, Tennessee.
But Batman and Robin wake up pretty quickly and jump on the train car, but get immediately knocked out.
Clobbered.
Wait, they were knocked out and they jumped on the same train car that Penguin and them jumped on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like knockout gas, but it only works for like 15 seconds.
And then they wake up and get on the train and get knocked out by billy clubs. So that's Batman knockout number 25, Robin knockout number 17.
But I just woke up.
And then the Penguin and the thugs proceed to tie Batman and Robin up. And I don't know if this is true. If you're hung upside down for a long time, do you die?
I mean, I guess eventually, even if you just starved to death, you would die. But yeah. Not the way he's saying it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Would you die if all your blood rushed to your head, top of your head like that?
They will die painfully, a lingering death.
Yeah, but they're just hung upside down.
Yeah, I would like to know that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a weird way to do it if it works, and it's a really long time to do it.
Yes, yes, because I'm sure it's days, right? It's not
it's gotta
like
be
a couple
like
of hours.
No way. Anyway, while Lumpy's looking that up, the Penguin and his thugs get off the train.
Yeah, it's time for another form of transportation. And they left. Wait, nope. So they don't think anybody's going to go check on Batman and see he's hanging upside down.
Well, no. I guess they're going to, at the next station, wherever that is. I mean, these trains don't seem to stop. They just keep jumping on some random points.
They're not waiting at stops for the train. They're just, like, jumping on when it goes by.
So who knows when the next stop is. But Batman and Robin wake up, and then they decide to... Well, Batman decides to be a gymnast and swing himself off of the hook that he's on. No.
He swings up and hooks his hands on another, which looks really dangerous, by the way.
Yes. But he manages to cut the rope off with it, and I guess they're not in danger of dying from blood rushing to their head because he cuts himself down, and then he unties Robin, and they jump off the train.
I'll bet you he untied Robin and let him fall right on his head. Well, they're not hanging upside down anymore, and Lumpy's still looking it up. So
if you practice, you could hang upside down for up to 10 or 20 minutes. But hanging upside down will actually slow your heart rate, and it will put a lot of pressure into your brain and your eyes. So it could essentially kill you because the blood will pool in your head.
I've seen there was a spaceship that a ride in Six Flags Great Adventure that the spaceship would go all the way around, like upside down. It was like a Buccaneer rocket ship, but it would flip upside down. And I seen that thing get stuck, and I think it was up there longer than 20 minutes. Those people were hanging upside down.
Yeah, I don't know. This is
I mean, how long did those people sit on the sea serpent that year when it was stuck in the loop? I think it was a while.
It says a healthy young person could live for a few hours, but probably not much more hanging upside down.
Wow, so you can kill somebody like that.
I mean, I didn't, doubt it or anything. I just didn't know. I was just like...
I felt like it was going to take days. Like, you were going to starve to death before you friggin'...
Before you died from blood. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I thought the same.
Well, anyway, days passed since the last their train incident there, and they're in Memphis, Tennessee, and, the Penguin turns in another guy. He gets another $1,000. But he feels bad about it, so he comes back later with presents for all the criminals. He's got, like, cakes and fruits and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's joking with the cops. Like, there's a file in the cake. And the cops don't believe him. He's just joking.
Yeah. Why would he do that?
Right. And so he gives him one guy a banana. And then he gives the guy he put in jail the cake. That's for no hard feelings. And guess what? There was a file in the cake.
Yep. Nicest present he ever had. Ha, ha, ha.
And I guess he just files his way out of the prison. I feel like it's going to take a little while to file yourself out of prison.
I was just going
to
say, like, and you got to do it when the cops aren't looking. I think you're going to be a couple weeks filing that bar down.
So, apparently, when they do it, they make this other material to, like, mask the bar from showing signs of it chiseling. And it takes, like, it could take months of slowly chiseling the bar away. I listened to a podcast about people who escaped from Alcatraz, and they literally would file away, like, a very small amount and then cover it up with this powder of stuff that they would, like, make so that the guard wouldn't notice. And then they would remove the powder, shave a little more, cover it back up, remove the powder, shave
up. That sounds like...
And literally months at a time before they would actually chisel away one bar. And normally they had to get rid of four before they could actually get out.
That's crazy. Honestly, they don't have anything else to do. They're in
prison. They have nothing else to
do. Right.
So, Batman presses a hidden button in his home. So I guess they went back to Gotham.
Wait,
they're not in Tennessee.
Yeah, that's right. They were in Tennessee.
So where does he presses a hidden button to come into his home so he can go look at his files.
Right.
And he's picked up the files and realizes the people that the Penguin has broken out were wanted criminals in different states. And the next one that he think, I don't know how he knows this next one's going to be turned in, but they're going to Texas, apparently.
World's greatest detective.
And Texas is not on my locations for this.
Mine neither. I got Arkansas.
Arkansas, that's what I got too.
But they get in the Batplane. And it says a minute later, they were going westward. So, yeah. So, Penguin's doing what he said he was doing. He's turning in another guy for more money.
Yeah.
And then, I guess he sees the bat plane out of the corner of his eyes. Is that what I'm taking here?
I don't know.
Because that's the only explanation I can come up with for why he just decides to spray acid on these cops.
Right. Right. They're talking. Everything's fine. The guy gets the money out and he squirts him with acid.
Right.
Maybe he doesn't feel like breaking this guy out. He's like, I'm doing it right now. Pulling him out of here. We're going to just steal the money at this point.
I don't know. But the panel before that, there's the bat planes in the window behind him and it looks like he's looking out and sees it.
I do see it. That's weird.
Yeah. Like he has to hurry up.
Yeah.
So I guess he just decided to go for it.
Yeah.
Or I guess that one wasn't acid because the cop just says, little man blinded me.
Tear gas, it says
tear gas.
Huh.
So I guess
a couple different umbrellas.
Yeah, I guess. And I guess they're in an actual prison at this point because now they're on the wall. Penguin's on the wall with this criminal and they're fighting cops and they're shooting each other.
So why did they go up there?
I don't know. And you don't turn a person over into a prison. You go to a police station.
Oh, this guy did something wrong. Lock him up right now. Like, there's like some procedure you got to go through before you wind up actually in the prison.
Right. And I guess it shows the Penguin jumping down with his umbrella, which I guess makes sense. I don't know how the rest of them got down, though.
Does it show him? Oh, he did jump down with his umbrella. That's cool, because he does do that in later issues.
But they got to get away, so they're like, speed it up and go to that boat, and they jump on the car onto the boat, and the car falls into the water as the Penguin and his thugs get on it, and the Penguin takes over the ship.
Yeah.
But Batman,
like, did they jump out of the car while it was falling onto the boat? Is that what they did?
It jumped off.
He does call them numbskulls. Jump, you numbskulls, jump. Yeah, so okay. That's it.
And so Batman and Robin land from the Batplane and then proceed to get knocked out for a third time.
Oh my god.
Bat knockout 26, Robin knockout 18.
The funny part is the one Robin knockout, it looks like Batman punched him in the back of the head. Do you see that one? It's not even a knockout. It looks like Bob. I don't know what happened there.
I don't know, but they the They get knocked out for a third time. The Penguin is just kicking their asses.
Yeah, yeah. The major villains don't take no shit from Batman. Like, Joker kicks his ass. Penguin's kicking his ass. But and Penguin, they keep saying, is a little fat guy.
And he whoops their
ass. Actually, in this episode, in this issue, they don't call him a fatty like they did in the other issue.
No.
That's weird. Maybe they got yelled at for it. They're like, yo, whoa, settle down with the fatty stuff.
Maybe, but it's 1942.
Yeah, yeah, true. Well, maybe they're like, yo, you're offending all the fat kids. We need them to buy these comics.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We're taking all the fat kids' money. Don't call them
fatty. Yeah, what are you doing? Do not say fatty again. These kids buy candy out of these comics and everything.
Yes, yes. No more, no. Ixnay on the fatty. Okay?
Yeah.
No more of that.
Anyway, the Penguin makes the mistake that every criminal makes. Once they knock them out, he throws them in the lake.
Don't he know that that's their power? They have a superpower where the cold water revives them?
It's icy water. It says it.
I'm pretty sure you could shoot Batman in the head and throw him in icy water and he would come back out because it's icy water.
Yep.
It revives him no matter what happens.
And so Batman and Robin get on the water wheel because it's one of those, what are they called?
Ferry boat. Like,
ferry boat things. And they get back on the ship and proceed to fight the guys, but the Penguin draws his umbrella sword.
I don't understand. They get their asses whipped by these guys. Then they come back out of the water, and now they can beat up the guys.
Well, that's because they got rejuvenated by the icy water.
The water, I just said it. What am I thinking?
I know, I'm really. I'm sorry.
Wow, that was really dumb.
Well, as long as they don't get knocked out, they're fine.
That's true, too. They can't be kicked from behind.
Right, right. They gotta. They should fight everybody with their back against the wall, and they won't have any problems.
Exactly. So this Penguin comes at Batman with a sword, so Batman decides to use a broom to fight him with. And that sword must not be very sharp because... Wait, does he cut it in half? He does cut it in half. I was about to say, he doesn't cut it in half.
Yeah, he cuts it in half.
But then he uses the broom in Penguin's face.
It's a mop. It says, pardon the pun, but I'm sort of attached to my head. Ah, that mop.
Whatever. It doesn't... In the panel where... after that...
It looks, right, it looks like he got out of a bucket, but it does look like a broom.
No. I'm going to the next panel where the Penguin throws the umbrella at him.
Yeah.
But doesn't it look like someone's about to pull Batman off the stage?
Yeah, he's getting a hook. He's on the Gong Show.
Well, anyway. The only hook I remember is Homie the Clown.
Anyway, the Penguin's like, enough of this. You may have won, but you're not going to get me. And he jumps in the water.
He's dead.
Apparently. Oh my
god, he's dead. That's a shame. I like the Penguin.
And then the Batman and Robin capture the rest of the thugs, and they get back in their plane. And they say, well, the end of this case, and certainly the end of the Penguin. Hey, Robin. And then Robin's like, I don't know. I got a funny feeling. And then only a Penguin says down in the last panel there, only the silent waters of the Mississippi know the answers of the Penguin's end, and they won't tell. I don't think that's true, but okay.
Right.
It wasn't bad.
I think I was just more excited because it's the Penguin.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody new. Let's introduce as many people as we can right now, because I was getting a little sick of the random mobster.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little ridiculous that Batman and Robin got knocked out three times in one issue.
It was a lot of ridiculous.
Five times between the last two.
Yeah, Penguin has knocked them out quite a few times already.
I mean, at least they established Penguin as formidable and not just like a joke, too.
Right. So I'm reading this in a hard copy. It's the Batman Chronicles. It's volume 5 we're on. So where I'm at the end of that Penguin comic, the next issue is the winter issue of World's Finest Comics.
Yes.
Have you seen the cover to this crazy cover?
No.
They're skiing.
It's Batman, Robin, and Superman skiing. And for some reason, there's a rabbit on the thing just hopping away.
Yep.
It's really weird.
I'm assuming that all DC Comics covers are off the wall.
Do you think that they're like on vacation, but they're in their suits?
In their suits.
Yeah. I guess you're just gonna have to read it and find out.
Yeah, I don't know. Because maybe someday.
We're not covering it.
Yeah, maybe someday.
Didn't you already read it?
I did. Listen, I can't remember stuff that I read a year ago.
Oh, whatever.
It looks like a Western now. I do like the Westerns. All right, go ahead. So the appearances. Do you have this one too? It says Batman, Robin, the Penguin, Lefty Larry, Big Nose Murphy, and Mike the Tramp.
Yeah, those are the three antagonists that got turned in.
Well, you can't call somebody Big Nose with the Penguin. Penguin's got a giant nose.
Sometimes.
That's just his moniker. And besides, the Penguin just got on the scene like 2 weeks ago. Big Nose Murphy might have been there around forever.
Well, this is his only appearance, so he's done after this. So.
Yeah, this is because he went back to jail finally.
Yeah. Big Nose Murphy.
And that was that.
Yeah. I liked it. I did like it.
I enjoyed it. Like I said, I think I was a little more excited just because it was the Penguin. So I might have liked it a little more just because of that. You know, I don't think it was anything spectacular story-wise, no, but
I like it was more action than
the other ones we were reading.
Right. I like more action, less words, too. So, and that's what's been going on in the Penguin ones.
But the Penguin comes in as more of an intellectual villain than, like, the Joker came in and started killing people.
Right.
This guy comes in and just frames Batman and then takes over a bunch of homeless people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't bad. It was refreshing from what we've been reading, so.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Definitely a step up.
Yeah. All right. I guess that's that.
That's it? That's all we got?
Well, no. You've got a joke to tell.
How do you know the Penguins are the oldest animals?
How?
Because they're still in black and white. Come on. How about this one? How does a penguin cook burgers with his flippers?
The black and white one.
Yeah, I like that one. How about this one? What's black and white and red all over? A sunburnt penguin. How do penguins finish a race? They penguin. Can a penguin fly? No, but a toucan. You want more? What do penguins drink in the summer? I don't know why. This one says iced tea.
I don't know why you're doing them back to back to back. You should have been spraying them out throughout the entire issue.
No, because this is just a penguin joke. So, no, that's only for pirate jokes.
I mean, if you're going to do six penguin jokes that have nothing to do with the character penguin, you might as well.
What do you call a happy penguin? A pen-grin. He's got a pen-grin, get it?
TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is @EveryTNUs because someone took everything and us, but the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast, and then the handle is @EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do, but you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now at everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website. And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.